So I saw recently online somebody talked about that, or brought up, I should say, well, talked about and brought up that Ian Flynn had mentioned in his recent Bumble King, Bumblecast, I should say, podcast, that any chance of a Sonic X character or so exclusive that were exclusively made, I should say, for Sonic X, any chance of those characters showing up in IDW were not going to be, were not going to be a reality. He also mentioned that the Metarex idea that he had for a story, that he pitched for IDW Sonic wasn't going to happen either. Now, I look at, that report and I'm like, look, I may have had my differences with Ian Flynn. Others have may have had their differences with Ian Flynn, but I look at the fact that, if I'm in his shoes, I still keep these ideas around because, depending on how much longer contractually that IDW has the publishing license for Sonic, as a comic, I still will try and try to get these stories in some capacity off the ground, made into a reality. Just like I'm sure, as he tries to say, he's doing his best to get the Freedom Fighters in there in some capacity, just not right now because, like, obviously it's not a priority. But I think when I look at him and Evan Stanley and the other people that write and draw for the book, I look at people that have a peripheral of ideas they can, work with. I look at people that could, potentially, take ideas that they have and actually make them a reality, and they would work. And they can even look at fans' ideas and, potentially make those work as well. For example, one prominent idea fans would love to see, the fusion between Whisper and Tangle. They would love to see that. We know that it may or may not be possible that Sega would give the okay to say, okay, make them, a couple, if that is Sega's call or IDW's call. We know that, there's not a chance right now that they could be officially made into a couple, even though there's a lot of evidence in the book that shows that that's pretty much the next step to take. I think a fusion would work. How a fusion would happen would be totally up to how the story could, tell it. I mean, obviously it would involve Chaos Emeralds, maybe. And, maybe through a fusion, Tangle can awaken a side of Whisper that's kind of been, kept dormant, but is slowly coming out. Maybe through the fusion she can finally bring that side of her out. And that would be interesting to see. And, people have given, this name, given the fusion that they would like to see a name. They've called it Wisp Angle or Tang Wisp, if you will. And I'll admit, some of the designs that they have given the fusion between the two looks really good, and I would totally believe it, as part of the as an official part of the IDW Sonic, I would. But again, it's up to them. It's up to the people at IDW, up to the people at Sega, if they would okay it. I mean, I'm sure Evan Stanley sees these fusions, this fusion of Whisper and Tangle. I'm sure Ian Flynn sees it. And I'm sure it tickles their fancy to be like, that's tempting. I would love to try to insert that into the story. But the thing is, would be, how would they do it? How would they get to that point? What would be involved? And again, I think probably the most logical sense is doing a chaos, effect that causes it to happen. But again, that's something that they would have to look into. But, as far as any other stories they have or any other ideas they have that, they may, get shot down or told, hey, we can't do that right now or whatever, I would not give up on them. I wouldn't. I would say, look, just because I can't do it now doesn't mean I can't do it in the future. Because there's always going to be opportunities in front of them. Always. And I think, honestly, if they were to take this Whisper Tangle fusion idea that the fans have, and present it, that might be the first step that might be the first step they take to get some of the other ideas that are being shot down, the okay. It might be the first step that allows those ideas, like a Metarex story, inclusion of Freedom Fighters, some Archie Sonic, maybe some Sonic X characters, exclusive Sonic X characters. Maybe presenting the idea to do a Tangle Whisper fusion, you know, in some capacity, story wise, that might, and it, you know, and it gets the okay if that was to happen. If that was to happen, I think could be the first step in them getting these other ideas potentially finally made into a reality. But we'd have to see. We'd have to wait and see. But honestly, again, there's a lot of potential they could do with a fusion between Tangle and Whisper. There's a lot of potential they can do with a Metarex story in the IDW continuity. I mean, if they have to agree to allow it to be its own thing, just like they're doing with Fang the Sniper right now, I guess that would be the best route to go, and I think a lot of people would be fine with it. I mean, you can include the current IDW cast, but make it non-canon to the current continuity. That could work. You know, same with the Freedom Fighters. You know, Sally and Bunny and all them, bring them in and be like, hey, we're going to do a miniseries, you know, debuting them into IDW, but what we do with them is separate from the current canon of the book. You know, those are, you know, there are ways of doing it. There are ways of doing it, you know. But again, it's up to Ian, it's up to Ivan, and I think, you know, they have to, and I think honestly, in closing, what they have to do is keep any ideas they have on the table and not give up on them. In my opinion, just because you're getting a no now doesn't mean you won't get a yes later. But let me know what your thoughts are. What are your thoughts on Ian Flynn, you know, saying, you know, what are your thoughts on Ian Flynn coming out and saying he can't, you know, his idea for a Metarex story is, you know, not going to happen. Inclusion of Sonic X characters is not going to happen. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think he should keep, you know, pushing for those ideas along with the inclusion of the Freedom Fighters and all that? You know, do you think he should, along with Ivan Stanley, keep pushing for the inclusion of them in future stories, maybe make them separate miniseries like they're doing with Fang the Sniper? And what are your thoughts on them possibly taking the fan idea of the Tangle Whisper fusion and maybe making it into a story itself, you know, part of the continuity or whatever down the line? Do you think that could help them take that first step in making those other ideas they want to do a reality? Let me know. And until next time, guys. Talk to y'all later.